Day. Father's Day. That's true. Our Bible verse for today says, "Listen, my son, to a father's instructions, pay attention, and gain understanding." How many of you listen to the wise things your father says to you? You listen, don't you? I listen. Yeah, I used to listen to every word my father said. That's for sure. Yeah. After all, your father is older, has far more experience, and is much wiser than I am, or you are. To prove my point, I have a list of wise things my father would say to me. Number 10. Why? Because I said so. You know what your father says to you? Number 9. Just wait till you have kids of your own. Number 8. What did I just get finished telling you? We listen, don't we? Number 7. This is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. I do not believe it. I never did and never will. Number 6. Do I look like I'm made out of money? I don't know where that came from. Number 5. Not now. I'm watching a game. And they were always watching games, aren't they? Football, baseball, basketball. There's always a game on the TV. Number 4. When you break your leg, don't come running to me. Or the other one, if you die, don't come back. Okay. Number 3. No, we are not lost. I hear that a lot. I'm just looking around. Number 2. Be quiet. Can't you see I'm thinking? Are you? And number 1 on the list, on the top list of the most wonderful things my father would say is, how should I know? Ask your mother.
Smart man.
That is. Well, maybe your father didn't always have the right answer. But God has blessed most of us with a godly father. And he has commanded you to show him honor and respect. You should always remember to pray for your father and ask God to give him the wisdom he needs to train you in the way that God wants you to grow up. I think it would also be a good thing to say a word of thanks to your father. So today, go home, thank your father for whatever he does for you. Even though you think it's not much, it is a lot. Thank him for providing you with physical needs, with the house that you live in, the food that you eat, and the clothes on your back. Thank him for the wisdom he shares. Even though he may not always have the right answer, but he still has an answer for you. Finally, thank him for living a godly life and setting a good example for you to follow. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the fathers of the world. Thank you for the ones who have been there for us. In your name we pray. Amen.